broadcast to 53 stake centers around the valley. We thank you so much, everyone, for coming. We would just have a reminder, please, at the beginning of the meeting, that this meeting is intended only for those in attendance. So in this day of cell phones and cameras and other electronic devices, the brethren have asked that you not record or otherwise transmit these meetings to others. And if you happen to be seated by someone who didn't hear that announcement, could you just nudge them and have them turn their cell phone off? And if they give you a hard time, you can say, Albert Bauer told them so. We're so grateful for Sister, who has provided beautiful prelude music and will be assisting a couple of music tonight. And we also acknowledge Sister, who will be our music director. Brothers and sisters, we'll begin our devotional tonight by singing hymn number 58, Come Ye Children of the Lord, after which Brother will give our invocation.
Our hearts can be open and we can put the things that we hear tonight into practice. We're thankful again, Father, for all the many blessings which thou hast provided for us. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Brother Winger, thank you for the beautiful prayer, and brothers and sisters, thank you for your beautiful parts as you sing. We want to pause and just make sure we thank everyone who has both the time and energy for the proceedings tonight. There has been wonderful meals provided and incredible technology work that's done. We thank President of the North Stake and acknowledge these fine stake presidents and you saints here in this building from those three stakes. At this time, brothers and sisters, it's our privilege to turn the time over to Elder Bowler for instruction, and we will proceed until that instruction is concluded.
Well, brothers and sisters, we're honored to be with you. We're here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you love and whom you worship as we do. And I extend to you tonight the love of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve. We appreciate all of you wonderful parents. We're here to tell you to hang in there. Things get better. They do grow up over time. Wanted to meet with your parents because we know that being a parent today is a much more challenging, I think, issue than maybe it was even 30 or 40 years ago. And so we've come with the spirit of trying to share with you some thoughts and some give you some help, answer some questions, and hopefully in the process we can strengthen the families of the church in this really central area of the kingdom of God here in Arizona. What a wonderful contribution you and your families have made to the building up of the kingdom of God. I can't imagine how many of your children have gone off into the world to serve full-time missions. Very likely many of you parents have served full-time missions. And so we express appreciation to you. We want you to know anything we teach you tonight and share with you tonight, we do so in love, and we're going to be fairly candid if you'd like us to be. That's one of the reasons we ask you to turn your cell phones off. Getting into a time now in the world where the brethren could talk to the membership of the church in a much more candid way, except we do have this issue of people filming and recording and then taking some things out of context from time to time. And so that's why we had that announcement made before we started the meeting tonight. One of the things they've asked me to share with you to begin with is one of the questions is how we motivate ourselves and others to overcome spiritual apathy. Now, apathy, when you talk to a stake president, is a very interesting word. I'm now in my 41st year as a general authority of the church, and I've traveled all over the world in this capacity as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve and the Seven Presidents. And in the process of doing that, often I will ask the stake president, what is your number one concern that you have that I could help you with? And I would say, and I've not measured this exactly, but I would say one of their great concerns as they respond back to that question is they worry about the apathy that sneaks into the lives of the members of the church and a little bit of a drift sometime of our dedication and our full and complete commitment to the building up of the kingdom of God. Well, the only answer that I know that keeps you and me moving forward in a world that is now filled with all kinds of issues, all kinds of media and so forth that we're going to talk a little bit about with you tonight. It's hard to stay focused. And yet, I would, and I didn't have time to do this, but I wouldn't be surprised if we did. We all sat down and we went back and got the last 25 years of general conferences. And you would have had one of the brethren say, "Say your prayers." You ever heard that? Old family prayer. You've heard that. And you would have heard the brethren say, "Study the scriptures." An old family home evening. And even one of us was bold enough recently to say old family council. And over and over, those basic fundamentals. I had a young missionary ask me one time, "Why don't the brethren tell us about all the mysteries of the kingdom?" I said, "We will as soon as you say your prayer, as soon as you do your duty, as soon as you learn what the basic fundamentals are, happy and close and bound to the kingdom of God." We'll have time to do that. Do that if the Lord will come before we get to that point. But I just wanted to say to you, those basic fundamentals are the way we overcome apathy. The way we overcome apathy is that we never allow our love and our affection for our Heavenly Father and for the Lord Jesus Christ to be secondary to other things in our lives. And I think we have to remember that with the distractions that are out there surrounding the world today, it's easy, if you're not careful, to get distracted from what really matters. The other thing I think is helps all of us to stay away from being apathetic or slipping or any of your family members is to remember what is our purpose here in mortality. What is this all about? Why are we here? Where did we come from? Well, we know that because we have the prophet Joseph Smith and we have prophets, seers, and revelators that have made it very clear why we are here. And we knew when we took the journey from the premortal world into this physical, temporal world that we would be tested, that we would have a body of flesh and bone, and we would have to build our spiritual inner selves strong enough to overcome the temptations that Lucifer would place in our pathway and try to divert us. And most importantly, we have to keep in our mind where we're going. What is this all about, this process where we are right now in Arizona in these great 53 stakes of Zion? Well, I'll promise you this. All of you are going to die. I'm sorry I had to leave that negative message, but nobody learned how to go through this process any other way. And so if we keep in mind where it is we're trying to go, gospel being the primary power within our thought processes each day. We begin in the morning with prayer, hopefully as a family, as you can. Circumstances are all different, we understand that. We hope that there is an opportunity every day to open the scriptures as a family and to try to absorb what God has been teaching us through his prophets that are found within the standard works of the church. We hope that we would, in the process of taking these simple steps that have been repeated over and over again, will help us remember where it is we're trying to go, what it is we're trying to become. And we've got a lofty objective. Heavenly Father hasn't held back one thing. He said that he would give unto us all that he has if we would remain true and faithful and continue to strive to serve him and build the kingdom of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So to me, I think it comes down to those kind of things, that if we've got that right in our lives, then apathy doesn't have room anymore. We don't have time to be apathetic. If we'll be engaged in good things, we'll be working with our family and teaching good things. You'll hear a lot about technology tonight. You'll hear a lot about how to control that within your families, because we're finding that that's a real enemy to family life. And so we've got some of the brethren that are going to teach you that. So may the Lord bless you and bless us tonight, that when we're all through, we will be reinforced as fathers and mothers, parents of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, that we will always know who we are and where it is we are trying to go. Now, I want to tell you, fathers who are not yet grandfathers, something about being a father. I had the dream and talked to my wife about it. We'll be successful. And we can sit down and relax a little bit when we get these 7 children raised, educate those that want to be educated, help them to get into their homes, and then we'll just love them after that. And when they come and see us, we'll see the daylights and we'll be grateful all the rest of the days of our lives. That was a dream. Because a father is always a father. He's a father of his children. He's a father to his grandchildren. He's a father to his great-grandchildren. And so it is with a mother. Always a mother. We'll never be released from it. That is the promised blessing, that families can be together forever, and all that our Father has shall be given unto those who keep in mind the great objective and goal. So I ask our Heavenly Father to bless us tonight, to have a good time, and to learn some things, and then you, when you get ready to leave, after you leave, you get in the car and say this was worthwhile, that you're glad that you came. May God bless us to so do and enjoy one another, is my humble prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Elder Rand's band is a wonderful friend. He and I go way back. He's a wonderful fisherman. He taught me how to catch fish in Alaska long before he was made a general authority. And as a general authority, he is performing a great work. And he has served as the senior president of the 70 for, I think, over 6 years, and now joins us in the quorum of the 12. Elder Asman is going to now conduct us through the balance of the meeting. That's why it's so wonderful to be the senior member here. I get to sit back now and watch this new young apostle do his duty. And you'll be proud of him, I'm sure. He will introduce each one of the young brothers as we strive to leave these messages with you. May God so bless us to do. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.